today.
Romney going to be the Republican nominee when it's all said and done after Super Tuesday, or does the ride continue through the rest of the states that are left, the primaries and caucuses? Super Tuesday, almost 500 delegates at stake. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's where we start, but certainly not where we're going to finish. We're going to dive into the horror of the tornadoes and what people saw and what that's like in the Midwest for many of you listening to the show. Maybe you've seen neighbors 20, maybe miles away who now no longer have a house or have half of a house in Kentucky, in Illinois, in big chunks of the Midwest, all the way down through the Gulf. Five states really slammed by tornadoes once again. Indiana got a terrible dose of this. 170-mile-an-hour winds. You cannot fight Mother Nature when a 170-mile-an-hour wind is bearing down on top of you. Can you imagine what that horrible situation must be like for the people that were fighting for their life? And some of them won the battle and some lost, 39 dead total. Let's jump back to politics, though, for a second, and Super Tuesday, since we heard the chants of Mitt. Mitt Romney picks up more endorsements, key endorsements, whether it's Eric Cantor or it's other political rock stars. He seems to be getting all of the attention. Barbara Bush, the former first lady, sending out robocalls to vote for Mitt Romney. So he's the guy for the group of Republicans that sit in the room and decide, we want this guy to be the guy. He's going to be the guy. But is he really going to be the guy? That's the question. There's so much on the line, but yet when you look at the polls, Ohio is critical, and Santorum leads by a little bit in Ohio. But will that actually translate to the delegates? I mean, polls are polls are polls. And we've seen some craziness with this Republican contest right from the beginning. Look at all the people that have dropped out, and look at all the different lane changes, I'll call them, for people who were leading in the polls, got a lot of excitement going, a lot of that mojo, and then they fell back down to earth, whether it was Rick Perry or Herman Cain when he was still in the race. For a while, it looked like, oh, John Huntsman is getting some excitement, even though he was never going to be the nominee. And look, we've seen this with Newt Gingrich, too, and he's slid backwards, although he's spending a lot of money to explain how he knows how to fix the gas crisis, and he can promise that we wouldn't pay more than $2.50 when we pull up the pumps. And to me, if the gasoline prices is the only thing I think that really sinks the battleship for the Democrats, if the gasoline prices are at $6 or even more, forget about it. Then all bets are off. So Rick Santorum, Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, and Mitt Romney, all part of this now big contest in the 10 states to decide how more than 400 delegates get allocated. The three opponents for Mitt Romney were all on the Sunday Swirl, the Sunday talk shows, to talk about how they can catch up to Mitt Romney. Romney had the victories, of course, in Michigan and Arizona. Washington State caucuses, he won there. He's got about 207 delegates by my count. I think you probably have this number burned in your brain after I've said this so many times here on America Tonight. But 1,144 delegates to get the Republican nomination to take on Barack Obama in November. So ultimately, who is that? You got Cantor's endorsement. You got Tom Coburn, the senator from Oklahoma. Big-time conservatives backing Mitt Romney now. Will that happen to help him with the Tea Party or not? Cantor's endorsement, supposedly, maybe that would help a little bit there for what that's worth. Georgia, Newt Gingrich, that's his backyard. He's ahead in Georgia. And the polls are showing, the overall whole is showing that Romney is, his lead is widening a little bit, just a little bit over Rick Santorum overall. Not in, if you broke down the individual states, so just a little bit. So is this fight over or is this fight continue? And of all the candidates up there, would you rather just see a brokered convention and somebody completely different come into the light, so to speak, in Tampa? Somebody completely different rock down the house and watch what happens. It would make it interesting. It would almost be like the play on all the debates if it were brokered, but that's not till August. That's not till the end of August. So the new poll, the national poll, shows that Romney has the backing of 35% of registered Republicans nationwide. Santorum checks in at 24%, and then it drops down after that with Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich actually came in third, for what it's worth, 15%, and the Texas Congressman Ron Paul was fourth with 11%. And this is Gallup, by the way. They do their rolling poll, so that's how Gallup has it pegged, that it's Romney, Romney, Romney. Coming up, we've got another edition of We Can Count, speaking of numbers and delegates and who's going to do what to whom, and we'll get to that. I mentioned, of course, the horrificness of what Mother Nature has done to the Midwest, really, and how now these communities are obliterated and they're going to have to rebuild. In the South, too, there were a lot of places in the South that are still dealing with tornadoes from last year. There was one sad story of a 14-month-old baby girl whose family, entire family, was devastated by the tornado. They were all killed, actually, the father, the mother, and the siblings. And in New Peking, Indiana, is where it happened. So this little girl, Angel Babcock, was in critical condition since late on Friday. She was at a children's hospital in Louisville, Kentucky, about 28 miles from where she was found. And on Sunday, her family, finally, they had to take her off life support, and she died right after that. Sad, the pretty picture of her with the blue, steely eyes and blonde hair. And you just thought, in looking at the wreckage and everything around her, wow, this is going to be this miracle kid. And she wasn't. And her family, their house was just hit right in the middle of it, just torn up. So 39, I mentioned, is the number so far. That number could rise. Certainly we're not hoping that that's what it is. But when you have entire families that are picked up and dropped 100 yards from their house, you know it's impossible. And that's what happened to Angel's family, that you're not going to have a big survival rate there, certainly. And it's sad to see that video over the weekend. And the tornadoes were predicted, that this was a possibility. So you have one town that's there, and then the next day it's gone. It's up and it's gone, just like that. The fragility of life on display in looking at the wreckage, the aftermath of the tornadoes. Should we or shouldn't we bomb Iran, at least their nuclear facility? Benjamin Netanyahu really wants to do that, but supposedly he's going to back off as a favor to the president. Ooh, more details coming up. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 2nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1710.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1753.18, 876.59 for a half ounce, and 438.29 for a quarter ounce. That's 1753.18, 876.59, and 438.29.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone, and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, and again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
One eye open out there, but open them both up. Wake up, America. Listen, this is serious stuff. Do you care? Are you supporting Obama and saying, who cares who the Republican nominee is? Or do you think it's kind of interesting, and if you were going to try to size up the playing field, does Romney level that field after Tuesday? And are you sick of really what's happening just in general, and you'd like that third option? I'm about that third. I'm kind of about that third option. I know I'm about that third option in the future, but we're not seeing it this time around, and who knows if we'll see it next time around. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And the big story, like I said, is this compromise. It broke in a paper in London. We've talked about it before on the air. I think a lot of you thought the same thing, that there would be this big build-up, and there were already breadcrumbs that were laid out for this meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu, and ultimately he would relent and lay off of his desire to strike Iran and just lay in the weeds until after the election, and then all sanctions, all everything would be off the table. And this would be a gift to the president, because they could say, okay, boom, we can bomb. We'll go after the nuclear facility. And the setup to it has been, whoa, 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 there's a lot of loose talk. That's what Obama called it. He said there's a lot of loose talk about Iran. So there are things that are definitely out there. There are certain, I call them tells. Like in baseball, they call them tells when you look at a pitcher. And he's getting ready to throw a curveball or a fastball, and he has a certain thing that he does, and you can see that's why they put the glove up to the mouth, but you can read it, and it's called a tell. I think there's a real tell with this administration when they set up something that's going to happen, and there's a big setup for Iran. So this meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu is the first step of that, is to talk about, oh, well, we had these diplomacy is the best option. And you just heard the president, if you were listening to the news at the top, say, you know, it's all about carrying the, you know, speak softly and carry the big stick. So that's the setup. To me, that means that even though Netanyahu really wants to go in, he'll relent. He'll give in. He'll give this gift to the press because he doesn't want to have to deal with World War III or some big a big invasion or big possibility in Iran, which I don't think there will be anyway, but doesn't want to be responsible for trying to bomb a nuclear facility before he's reelected. Makes sense to me. Not a surprise what you're reading in the London Times. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
Good. How was your weekend?
Wow, you know, it was a beautiful blue day here, and, always windy, you know, but other than that, man, we were in the 40s. It was kind of amazing to have that kind of heat for this time of year.
Yeah, no kidding. I love when people, when they're used to, like, frigid temperatures, and you're saying, 40, man, it's feeling really good. We got shorts and flip-flops on, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, though, I talked to a friend of mine, by the way. I haven't talked to him since, quite a while, before Christmas, I guess, and I said, how you doing? He's doing great and everything. He said, how's the wife, kids? They're doing great. His wife owns a business. And he said, yeah, she bought me an SUV for Christmas. I was like, really? Yeah, a brand new one? And he's like, yeah. He said, I got socks, underwear, and Viagra. That's one of my dad's homemade jokes, whatever.
I like it. It's good.
Anyway, I was going to sit there and present something to you tonight, and I was listening to Obama today. He kind of tainted it a little bit, but I'm starting to wonder if the Jews in America really care about the ones that live in Israel. And you can go back to before the Holocaust, and makes you wonder what they knew what Hitler was speaking from the moment he wrote Mein Kampf, you know. That he was, that he hated Jews, and with somebody like that in power, and what happened, and then all of a sudden there's this great, okay, let's form the state of Israel, and we're going to back it. The United States was the only country in the world that recognized it, had its formation, and, you know, maybe that was in part to the Jews that lived here in America. And then I see Obama's in front of this Jewish support group for Israel today, and, you know, and these are the people that voted for Obama and put him in the presidency. They vote Democrat every time. But yet I've never seen a Democrat since Kennedy with any cojones at all, you know. And this guy's sitting there saying, we've got your back. Well, how far do we got to let Iran, this regime, go through producing a nuclear weapon? What, until one goes off and the city's wiped out?
That would be my concern, is how long do we wait? But it's a political maneuver. That's what it is, because he doesn't want to have to deal with that before being reelected.
Exactly. And so he better watch his toes. And we know he listens to your program, Kate, by the way. if he really pisses off Netanyahu this week, you know, the Israelis might go ahead and do that attack. And then, of course, if the Strait of Hormuz gets shut off and it raises oil prices around the world $5 or $6, who gets blamed for the oil prices going up, Kate? We said this last week. Obama will get blamed.
Yeah.
And he'll lose his chance. So, in other words, the Israelis could undermine the next election, in a sense, that if they were to engage with Iran. And, you know, my kind of thought is maybe we should do a Pearl Harbor on him, you know. I mean, yeah, democracy, diplomacy, Kate, that's the best angle, of course. We don't want to kill people. I mean, that's, you know, but this is a regime who is just like the idiot that runs Assad, that runs Syria right now. They do not care about their people. They're a power group. They're just like Stalin. Stalin did not care about Russians. Hey, Stalin, what do you think about losing 20 million people in the war? Oh, well, I had 130 million people to rule, and now I have 110 million. Like, I didn't care about the 20 million people that died, you know? Same thing, Hitler didn't care how many Germans were being killed, you know? Hitler didn't care how many Japanese were dying for him. You know, they got their own little regimes going on, their own democracy, their own little dictatorships. It's the same thing with these idiots that have been running Iran, you know? They don't care what happens to those people. Well, so my theory is maybe if Israel needs help, we ought to pull a little Pearl Harbor on him, you know, and wipe that little weenie navy he's got out that floats around in the Red Sea there, you know, and then just limit it at that. You know, what's he going to do? You're going to just start launching missiles left and right? We saw what happened when Saddam tried to launch missiles at Israel. A couple of them hit here and there, but they shot most of them down. You know, so I don't know. I hope it doesn't escalate that far, Kate, but You know, like I said, these people are that are running Iran, they're the ones that have been sponsoring the terrorism, you know, the around the Middle East and the world for that matter. And, you know, I don't think they care about their people. And you try to do sanctions against them, they ain't going to do nothing but hurt the people that live there.
It's not going to hurt the people that have the money, that have the power, meaning the supreme leader. Absolutely, I agree. It's only going to hurt the people. Yep, only going to hurt the people. Absolutely. Don, thanks for the call. Anybody else who wants to throw in their two cents, you certainly can. You know the highway is open, 800-259-5791. Always say the show is about the buzz in your backyard. And Don mentioned it there, and I keep saying it, it's obvious that if gasoline prices were to go up, the person it would hurt the most would be the president who's seeking reelection, because the one thing that would be, I think, tough to overcome is people eating $6 for gasoline, and that's for regular. So anything else would be higher than that. You know, even people who make money are going to squeal if it's $6.57 to fill up. They just are, because it's not Europe. We don't live in England. And when people that live in England or live in France or live in other places say, well, you should see what we pay, but we don't live there. And in the United States, that's one of those sacred cows. It's there are a few of them. It's like states that don't have income tax. Yes, you have other ridiculous, crazy, sky-high sales tax or whatever, but in the minds of the people that live there, they don't want to pay income tax. They don't want to pay a state income tax and have to deal with that at tax time. People hate taxes. That's why the tug of war is always over taxes in politics. And so it's the same thing here, the same principle here. Gasoline, forget about it. Jay in Kentucky, you got the floor, my friend. Hello.
How you doing, Kate?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. First off, my heart and prayers go out to all the families of these devastating tornadoes. That baby just broke my heart. It was thrown 10 miles.
Hey, Jay. Jay, keep your hands on the wheels. We're going to step aside for a second, then we're going to come right back to you, my friend, as we are up against it. So hang through. I knew the band was there in the background. I could hear them. They were getting ready to play. We couldn't keep Jay on the dance floor for 2 seconds. So we're doing a rare thing. We never double dip, but we're going to double dip for Jay next on ATN.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Johnny, angry Johnny, it's just a
$259-5791. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Let's go back to the highway and catch up with our pal Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Kate. Hey, people in Kentucky around the Lexington area, 75-64 crossroad area, just if you guys are going out tonight, make sure you give yourself some a lot of time. Highways are moving about 35-45 mile an hour in the snow right now.
Oh, it's snowing.
Oh, yeah, we're in three or four inches over here.
Woo!
But, yeah, like I said before, my heart and prayers go out to these families. That baby that got tossed 10 miles from its house that ended up dying, that just tore me up, man.
I know.
And I see the prices on these pumps are still inching up, and people just... I don't know. This is just getting ridiculous. I mean, diesel constantly stays 40 to 60 cents higher per gallon than gasoline. And I just want to reiterate that people are going to fill their pockets at the stores and everything they buy. I've seen on my Facebook someone posted a shirt Obama was holding up that said, yeah, things could be worse. Re-elect me and I'll prove it. He was holding that up to his chest. I don't know if you've seen that picture.
I have.
But man, there's a little bit of truth behind that. I mean, just look at his background and where his upbringing and who he hung out with and who his mentors were. He's got bad plans for this country, and I'm a proud American entrepreneur. Got a couple businesses going and still struggling, but we're doing the best we can with it. And I just hope we come out of this okay. But I just wanted to weigh in, and like I said, everybody do what they can for these families. So like these people in Alabama, some of them have lost their homes twice now, just 10 months apart. And, I mean, there's different ways people can contribute. I know they can do some kind of tax that would add like a $10 thing to their phone bill or whatever. Just
right.
Everybody reach out. Just do what you can. Try to help these people. Because no matter how bad it is for us right now, just imagine what they're all going through.
I agree. And we're going to tell you some ways you can do that on our next show. We're going to dig into that and give you some of the numbers and places where you can. Red Cross is certainly one of them, but some of the other charities that are being set up that we know will directly funnel things to the people that have been slammed by these tornadoes. Let's go to George in Kentucky. Hey, George.
How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
It's snowing, and
yeah.
I want to reiterate what everybody else says. You know, God bless the families and all the people that, have been killed or, and even that baby. When we heard that they found that baby alive, I presumed, like I think a lot, that, she was going to be okay. And then we hear that, she didn't make it. That's just, tears your heart out,
I know.
It's snowing on, so a lot of people stuff that maybe they could have salvaged, and, it's going to be ruined now probably too. And also what I wanted to call about, though, is that I think that, Obama's plan is at the last minute or timed perfectly, because at the beginning he was against this pipeline, or the party was, whoever, his front men are. I think he's going to pull out because you hear him backstepping from that now. And I think he's going to say they're going to do it at a certain time. And a few things like that about drilling maybe, or a few positive notes to try to time this election just right, like you say, to try to hold Israel off, or even us, on Iran until after the election. So things will be on a positive thing. Maybe, dump some of the reserve for the gas, get it down a little bit, and where everything's just looking, good, but it's just that, kind of cover-up thing, because after the election, where do we go from there? Because, this man started right off with, I remember this transparency, and then remember the bill, that they got, 4 hours, and it was 2,500 pages or something.
Right,
I might be exaggerating, but it was just, nothing was true that was said. When a man is not as good as his word, and I don't understand why the people, even with the, they put out all these attack ads, and why the people can't see through that. It's like the one with the most money wins, And I remember back when Obama was running, that there was a channel on, I think it was DirecTV or Dish One, I forgot. It ran 24 hours, 7 days a week about Obama. Now, I don't know who paid for that or whatever else, but I know nobody else could, have
afford
a channel like that.
Yeah.
But, I just think that he's going to do a snow job, and I just pray the people are more wiser than that, And I feel if they really want a conservative, Santorum's the only one, that has a shot. But it seems like it's a money game, so that's why everybody's jumping on the Mitt, wagon. So I guess it is what it is, and I'll let you take it from there.
George, I love that. You're great. You were on a roll, so I let you roll on. Thanks for calling us. But he's picking up the thread that I always say. It's follow the money, and he's right. I mean, it sounds so what's the word? We don't want to sound like I don't want to sound like I'm a broken record every night, but it's just true. We just keep tracing it back to the same thing, and it's the money, the money, the money. It's like Obama. He's going to have a $1 billion war chest, and he has a lot of people behind him, the George Soroses, et cetera, who have a vested interest in seeing him elected. He just had a $4 million night. And so this is the incumbent. The guy who's already has the job has to raise a ton of money to get re-elected. And the point that George makes to Mitt he says Santorum is really the conservative, and he's right. The hard right turn is Santorum, but Mitt is the establishment guy. He's the one that's being shoved down everyone's throat, that it's Mitt. Whoever's the Bushes are backing him. Eric Cantor comes out, Donald Trump. So whether it's celebrity-type Republicans or old-school Republicans or Republicans with deep ties, they're backing him. They're pushing him forward. That's who they want to see get the nomination. And it makes you wonder why, when people are questioning the anybody but Mitt thing, where we're seeing signs and everything else, but he is getting the delegates. So does this mean, when you look at the primaries that are coming up and the caucuses, how many will he pick up in the 10 states? So some of the people are obviously out there saying, yeah, Mitt Romney. But if anything, I think there's a lack of information about how things work in Washington, and for a good reason, because it's better to throw out the raw meat than have the people really understand. Do you understand what's happening here? Because remember, the legislative branch is so vital, so key. That's why there should be just term limits across the board. Forget this nonsense of, I can't get anything done if I'm not elected again and again and again, because they're always playing for re-election. And here the example of the president, $4 million night, has a $1 billion war chest. They think that that's what he needs to get reelected, to bombard everyone with the commercials, to the point that George made, hey, last time there was a whole full-on channel, well, someone's got to pay for that. And it costs a lot of money. It's like all the Republicans. Rick Santorum just had $6 million pumped into television ads. Well, the money has to come from somewhere, the super PACs and whatever, the people who are donating, you got to have the backing. If you don't have the grease, you're off the track. You're not going down the right track. That's it. Completely. I don't know. Speaking of money, in our next segment, we're going to do We Can Count, and I'll just give you a little tease here. The UN complex is undergoing a facelift. How much do you think we're paying for that facelift? I'm not going to tell you until we get to We Can Count. But I want to make sure you're in your car. If you're fighting the snow in Kentucky, or you're just hunkering down in Iowa, in Tumwa, Iowa, home of Tom Arnold, by the way, you want to make sure you stay in your driveway for an extra second so you can hear how much. You're going to be very, very surprised. One quick one before we do that, before we get to We Can Count, and I'll throw this in here. Because I've had the pleasure of flying over this, that lava flow that you see coming out of Hilo, out of the Big Island, finally, there's a house that has been there forever. All of the houses in the subdivision have been destroyed. The last house on the Big Islands, they call it the Puna District, is gone. And the guy who lived there, his name is Jack Thompson, left his home about an hour before the river of molten rock just plowed down the hill and burned his house to the ground. He got stuff out as fast as he could, and he said he had to leave other stuff. They knew eventually it was coming. This is 30 years. He's had it for 30 years after the lava was flowing from Kilauea to all the neighborhoods. Just cut off the roads, the neighborhood, cut off everything else. The last neighbor's house was destroyed back in 2008. So he's been preparing for that to happen. But so finally it happened to him. After 30 years, his house was the one that went. Boy, that's... Can you imagine living with that? Like, oh, maybe today is the day the lava is going to overflow from Kilauea and it's going to knock my house down. I mean, this volcano's been erupting since 1983. But now it's becoming really, really active. So finally he bit it, or his house bit it. Anyway, not him. He got out in time. Stay with us.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com. Or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Stupid animals. They're smart. There's this woman that had a dog, Barbara Bagley. She said she never gave up hope that her dog would be found alive in the Nevada desert after the dog left the scene of a crash that critically injured her and killed her husband. Sad story, actually. She was from Salt Lake City, and she said that they had a 4-year-old Shetland sheepdog, Dooley, tracked down February 18th. Survived 53 days in the wild on roadkill and whatever water resources it could find. And what happened was there was an accident on Interstate 80 near Battle Mountain, about 200 some miles east of Reno, if you want to get a visual of that. And it sent the dog and her husband to the hospital. And the other dog was actually killed in the wreck, so that probably scared Dooley, and Dooley ran away and vanished. So as she was laid up with a concussion and broken ribs and punctured lungs and just awful things, she tried to have people put out little attention bulletins about the dog. And finally, some volunteers saw this plea for for helping to find him. They canceled the search. They thought they found the dog's remains. And lo and behold, a woman reported seeing a little Lassie-type dog near the accident scene, and still nothing. All these other searches, and next thing you know, it's like I said, it goes back to the dogs being smart. Next thing you know, the dog is showing up. The dog finds its way back, which is incredible, or close enough anyway. And you would think that this would certainly have buoyed her spirits, and I bet it did. You see, I saw a picture of her with the little Lassie dog. So cute. 53 days surviving on whatever food it could scrounge up. Wow. Here's a crazy story about a 66-year-old Swiss pastor, the oldest woman now, we think, to give birth in Switzerland, delivered a pair of twins. Yep. The previous record was held by a woman who was 64. She had a baby girl, and now this woman surpassed it. There was a story I remember of an Indian woman who gave birth to, I thought, a pair of twins who was maybe even 70. Oh, how do you do that at 70 years old? Man, that's crazy. All right, so we move on to a couple of other things. I mentioned the facelift for the UN, and how much do you think that is going to cost? And the facelift is going to cost you and I some shekels, $2 billion. Yep. You think of the speeches, you think of the headquarters in New York, if you've ever blown by there, and they're blasting all kinds of things. They're replacing original windows. They're renovating the headquarters, basically, 60 years old. They're adding extra security measures that cost XYZ. So the final cost is going to be $2 billion, about 4% over the original budget, because the UN is targeted more increasingly, they say, and so they're going to have to make these renovations. And I don't know, the UN, if you think of the money drain that that can be, there certainly have been conflicts. And the $2 billion price tag, 3,000 staffers that are scattered all over the place, and the modernization project that with asbestos and other things they're talking about that they have to replace, that's why ultimately it costs that much money. $2 billion. Wow. $2 billion. Seems like a lot, doesn't it? All right, how about this? We haven't even talked about Russia and what's going on with Vladimir Putin. He claimed victory with a V in the Russian presidential election before tens of thousands of cheering people on Sunday, even as the opposition and independent observers insisted the vote was not right, that it was fraudulent. He just ignored that. There was a massive rally. He thanked everybody. And he said there were people that were trying to destroy Russia and that we needed a more nationalistic theme and we're going to continue down that path and blah, blah, blah. The Putin vote was, this was interesting. He said the vote showed the majority of Russians had rejected political provocations by opponents aimed at destroying Russia's statehood and power. But Putin tallied 58-59% of the vote according to the exit polls. That was the state-run TV that pumped that out. The Communist Party candidate got about 18% and they went on from there. But thousands of people say that there were problems with the voting process, that there was corruption and that the vote isn't accurate. And there's a massive rally planned in downtown Moscow as kind of a, well, not kind of, as an opposition to Putin being the president, staying, you know, being elected president. So the majority of the race or the majority of stuffing the ballot boxes, who do you believe in this one? The key word here is, and this is why it's so great to live in the United States, even if you hate the Fourth Estate, even if you think the media is jimmy-rigged, and why don't they cover this and why don't they cover that? At least we have a free media, state-run media. They pump in what they want you to hear. So they pumped in what they wanted people to hear, whether or not they fixed the elections. This is a great story. How this girl shooting baskets while she was in a coma. Maggie Meyer, who was a high school basketball player from Overland Park, Kansas. They say that she has played the game of basketball so long, doctors observed that while she's in this 2.5-month-long coma, she would cradle a beach ball in her hands and shoot it through the arms of her sister who had a makeshift hoop. How is that possible? Ever seen anyone in a coma? Ever visited anyone in the hospitals in a coma? I have. And I can't imagine them shooting baskets. But that's what happened. Her coma was a result of a condition, a type of meningitis that caused swelling in the brain. And she had complained to her parents back in 2008 that she felt ill. She started having seizures when they took her to the hospital, then she went into the coma. She said she had no memories of the coma, including the time she spent shooting basketballs, but she keeps hearing the stories because the doctors say that they've never seen anything like it. She said it was something she did so much. It was a basic instinct. So the shooting motion came back to her even before she could stand up or walk. It was just something that she would do in her sleep. Wow. Well, this woman had to be hospitalized for a different thing. It wasn't meningitis or anything else. Instead, for some reason, she's one of those people that has those pet rats, and she was kissing her rat. 26-year-old office worker, 17 days in the hospital after she contracted a deadly condition, a deadly infection from the pets. And she had lived by herself. She wasn't bitten, but she cuddled the pets. And what she did by doing that is the close contact with them was enough, the Australian Veterinarian Association says, to put her in that position of being in danger. Even though she was washing her hands and everything else, the rats, you just can't do that. You just can't cuddle them and kiss them and think you might not catch something that they've got. And apparently, she just wasn't thinking about it. Maybe she thought it was the same thing as cuddling a dog. I don't know. I don't understand the whole rat thing. I have a friend named Robin who had pet rats, and I thought she was kidding when I first met her, and she said she had rats. And sure enough, she did. She has pet rats, and it's a popular thing. Maybe someone listening right now, maybe you have pet rats, and you understand much better than I do as to what the excitement is over the rats versus a dog, a cat, I don't know, a bird, some fish. You know, maybe I am too mainstream, at least when it comes to pets anyway.
I've got a really bad hangover, so if you aren't willing to have a sensible conversation, I'm just going to shut the curtains.
We did some Charlie Sheening, and we were fine. Yeah, we're just sheening our heads off.
Yeah.
Duh. Winning.
Right around the country and around the world, you're listening to America Tonight with Kate Delaney.